It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. A home health care company is paying $150 million to resolve fraud allegations by the Justice Department and attorneys general of more than 40 states. Maxim Healthcare Services admitted to overcharging Medicaid, the government health program for the poor, as a matter of course for 6 years. 8 former employees have pleaded guilty in connection with the scheme, and some of them face prison time. NPR's Kerry Johnson has more.
Problems for Maxim, a home health care business based in Columbia, Maryland, started in 2004. That's when a New Jersey man with muscular dystrophy got a notice that he was about to exceed the limit on his insurance benefits. He realized Maxim had billed Medicaid for hundreds of hours of nursing care he never received. He blew the whistle, and that single case eventually led investigators to others all over the country. Tony West leads the civil division at the U.S. Justice Department.
You had a fairly extensive overbilling scheme, billing for services that were not rendered, and then an effort by Maxim's former officers and employees to conceal the company's fraud. Essentially, it was a game of corporate greed that put cash over care.
Federal and state prosecutors spent more than 5 years on the investigation, interviewing witnesses and digging through almost 1,000 boxes of company time cards. Gil Childers is a federal prosecutor in New Jersey who helped negotiate the settlement. He says Maxim made some big changes along the way.
The entire top level, top tier of management in the company has been replaced.
Childers says 8 former Maxim workers have quietly pleaded guilty to felony fraud or false statements charges. Prosecutors agreed not to charge the company itself with a crime if it stays out of trouble for the next couple of years. Again, Childers.
Maxim is one of the largest home health care providers in the country. It employs over 88,000 people nationwide. Very few of those people were involved in any sort of fraudulent conduct. And a deferred prosecution arrangement allows the company to continue to move forward, to continue to operate, to continue to provide services.
A spokeswoman for Maxim wouldn't be interviewed on tape. In a written statement, she says the company, which collected $2 billion in government reimbursements over the course of the fraud, takes full responsibility for the overcharges. Maxim says it will keep on cooperating with the government as the investigation continues. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.